From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Peter Sagal. Now, don't worry, there's nothing wrong with Carl Castle. If I know him, he's relaxing on a beach somewhere, reading the news in a sonorous voice to a bevy of bikini-wearing public radio fans. As for the rest of us, well, George Santayana once said, "Those who ignore history are doomed to repeat it." And we here at Wait, Wait take that kind of wisdom seriously. So this week, we're going to review some of our favorite news moments of the last year as processed by Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Which means, of course, that we're going to repeat them. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, Mr. Santayana. So, let's set the mood with this story from our science desk. Roy, scientists studying the mating habits of mice made a remarkable discovery this week. When a male mouse catches the scent of a female, what does it do?
I'll be loving you always.
You really can't hear it that well.
But I know.
It's very high.
I'll be loving you.
That's right, it sings very
it
well
sings,
done.
Yes, yeah.
We thought only that bats, whales, and humans sang to communicate, although, of course, a lot of humans probably should not bother. As for their mice, it turns out their songs are sung at really high frequencies and therefore inaudible to humans. Scientists, however, were able to use some translation technology to create a recording of the mice that we can hear.
We should just keep going with this.
Yeah.
Some little mice yeah. slow dancing
yeah.
there. Cute.
Yeah, you can just picture them. It, you know, I love mice.
Yeah.
Now, Wait, Wait went on the air in January of 1998, just about the same time the Monica Lewinsky scandal broke, and ever since then, we've pretty much made our living with the flammable mixture of sex and politicians. Here's one such example from May of 2005.
Roy, if a bill passed this week by the Texas House of Representatives becomes law, what will become illegal in Texas schools?
Well, I don't want to be too graphic about it. Let me just think. It would be suggestive cheerleading.
You're right, yes. Sexually suggestive cheerleading.
Well, now see, I didn't want to use that term. You're the one that's dragging sex into it. I'm at...
Actually, the person dragging sex into it was Representative Al Edwards, member of the Texas House, Democrat of Houston. He's stared and stared at what passes for cheerleading these days. He stared and stared some more. He does not like what he sees. His bill would give the State Department of Education authority to punish schools that allow, quote, overtly sexually suggestive cheers.
What
unquote.
Would the punishment be?
Yeah, I know. That's going to be worse.
It's a spanking, isn't it?
Wondering, was he referring to the gyrations, the dance moves, or was he actually referring to the content of the cheers?
Mm. Huh.
And I mean, are there, I mean, have
you... You mean like the one like, how's about some sex? Is that sexually suggestive?
How about that one, we lost that point, but I'll do you anyway. That's... Golly, I'll go down there and tell them some.
Now, part of our role here is not only to cover the big stories, but to dig down for the valuable details that are buried beneath the headlines, as we did for this story on the global war on terror from May of 2005.
Kiri, you may remember that last week the U.S. bragged about its capture of one Abu Faraj al-Libi, a man described at the time as Osama bin Laden's right-hand man. Well, it turns out that he may not have been quite that important. In fact, one former al-Qaeda member described al-Libi's main job as doing what?
The janitor. The chauffeur.
Now, they got the chauffeur. I'll give you a hint. Now, to be fair to him, in doing this job dutifully for years, he never did pull his pants down and sit in the machine.
Copier person.
Yes, photocopying. Oh. Last week, President Bush said that this guy's capture was, quote, a critical victory in the war on terror. But then people started looking into it. A former al-Qaeda member told the Times of London, quote, what I remember of him is he used to make the coffee and do the photocopying. In fact, al-Libi wasn't even on the FBI or CIA's most wanted list. Lapse, an American official, explained by saying, quote, well, we didn't want him to know he was wanted. So.
It's a great explanation.
Yeah.
It completely defeats the purpose of most wanted lists, but it's a great explanation.
I wasn't even aware, personally, that international terror networks had much use for photocopying.
I thought al-Qaeda had gone to the paperless office, but...
No, but they still needed to, like, reproduce New Yorker cartoons to put on the cave wall.
That Dilbert, he lightens up any life in exile.
They have a Garfield on the refrigerator. You know.
We hate the West, but we also hate Mondays.